We do what we can, right? I love that song. It's fantastic. That's the whole teaching. That's the whole teaching. You're going to consciously make a choice to change your way of thinking. Because if you don't, you're going to have more of the same. If you change your thinking, then you're going to have a different experience. We started the class this week called Keys to the Kingdom. It's a class that I love participating in. And the beginning of this class, the first week, the only thing that we really talk about is that a conscious, serious commitment to your own life is really required if you want to have something else happen. There isn't a whole lot to talk about, except we do every week and every Tuesday and or Wednesday night in class, that our lives arise from the sum total of our thoughts and feelings. And if we really, really are serious about making a change, we can. It only requires that you make a choice about the way you do view life, the way you do view your particular experience, that whether or not you are poor, poor, pitiful me, or you are a lucky so-and-so, a basic choice has to be made. And then really, really be committed to staying on that path. The word commitment, the way it's usually framed or talked about in the media, makes it sound like something we're supposed to be afraid of. And we hear a lot of that, men are commitment phobic. Men won't make a commitment. Or if we talk about other kinds of commitments, they usually seem to be attached to something that's really huge and global. And at this point in my understanding of the way life works and who I am in it, I choose to make a conscious choice to keep things simpler than that. To know that if I'm talking about making a serious commitment to my life, it doesn't mean that I have to go out and change the whole world. It means I just need to make a change in mind and keep it permanently. Permanently. There's so many ministries that often talk about changing the world and making a world that works for everybody. I can't imagine that. Changing the whole world? I would love this center to be an important resource for the people that live in this zip code. I can't worry about the whole world. I'm serious about that. If everybody in 90046 or 90069 kind of knew that we were here and that we had something to offer, that would be fabulous. The rest of the world will take care of itself. If we take care of ourselves, day by day, and thought by thought. We had a class on Tuesday night, which was so much fun because I got to be a student in it. And there was a wonderful man from New York, who lives in New York, named David Friedman, who came to share some work that he's been doing. Not at all contrary to the science of mind, but building on the science of mind in a couple of ways. But he said something at the beginning of the class that got my attention, and I have been thinking about it all week. We talked about it on Wednesday night in class, and it's a big idea, so it's worth talking about again here on Sunday. David said that all possibilities exist equally in the unmanifest. The unmanifest is that line beyond the physical world, the ground of being, if you will. But all possibilities exist equally in the unmanifest. And in the Wednesday night class, I did a role play with Deborah Zweihart, and you can all do this as well, to illustrate this point. All possibilities exist equally in the unmanifest. So if I say to Jackie, Jackie, you can imagine yourself easily, like at the Four Seasons Hotel in a really super suite that has a great glamorous bathroom and those huge fluffy towels and a jacuzzi in it, and you open the doors and you know what the bed feels like. You can imagine that possibility, yes? Yeah. Is that a stretch for divine mind? No. You know, the hotel exists. It's there already. I mean, it's no big whoop. Many of us have stayed. We know what those big fluffy towels are like. They're divine. Because we live in an urban area, though, there are other possibilities along that spectrum about how we might live life, which can be imagined as well. We see homeless people, unfortunately, every day. And could you imagine yourself through some cruel act of fate, maybe being homeless? You know, could you see yourself sitting there with a shopping cart and those enormous bags filled with stuff and not having been able to change clothes for weeks or months? I mean, I can imagine that. Can you imagine that as well? You know, all possibilities exist equally and effortlessly in the unmanifest world. Which one are you going to experience? Well, maybe neither. Maybe they're extremes. But what you're going to experience is that which you give your attention to. What you're going to experience is based on what you really believe at depth of the accumulation of perhaps trillions of bits of information and visual images and experiences that all add up to a worldview that might say, yeah, that's probably going to be my fate, even if it's unconscious. Doesn't have to go that way, though. The gift of being in this philosophy is that when we look at the experience we're having, when we look at the facts of our lives, not the truth of our lives, the truth is that all possibilities exist equally. When we look at the facts of our lives as a way of working, yes, we can see that I am probably experiencing that which I truly, at depth, expected to experience over a lifetime. And if I want something else, I can exchange that thought, I can modify that worldview starting right now if I make a choice and make a commitment to it. And commitment means what? Forsaking all others. Forsaking all other ideas. Forever, as best you can. And when the other idea comes up to you, when the fear comes up to you, you can name it, you can feel it, and you can say, that's not for me. That's not what my life is devoted to. That's not what my future is going to be built upon. You got to be all in. There are certain things that I have learned, and I repeat them because for me they are scriptural. Almost like Bible quotes. But you know, in investments, in financial planning, you must diversify. You don't ever want all your eggs in one basket. For your life, though, your spiritual practice, your belief in yourself, you have to have all your eggs in one basket. You have to bet everything you have on yourself. That's an Irving Berlin song, too, that Fred Astaire sang. I'm keeping all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I have on you. And have you made that choice? Have you placed that bet? Have you bet everything that you have on yourself and what you know is best for you? I hope so. Because you ought to. One of the things in the annual report that we publish every year, if you did not pick one up in the last 2 weeks, you can get one at the welcome table on the way out. But there's a quotation from Dr. David J. Walker that I have included every year in the annual report. And Dr. Walker taught us, let no excuse, no matter how logical it seems, be more important than proving to yourself that you can bring an idea through to complete manifestation. That's what this practice is all about. And that's what your life is all about, is the opportunity as long as we're here, to keep having ideas one after the other, and to keep following them through, forsaking all excuses, all fear, to their full manifestation. If you change your mind along the path, you're allowed to do that if you have a better idea, as long as you're going from one good to a greater good. We have to be able to imagine it. And everybody who's here today can. I know that. Everybody who is here can fully imagine a life that is richer, funner, healthier, and experiencing an abundance of all good things. And a multiplicity of things. Because, you know, Dr. Walker also used to say, your self-talk makes you or breaks you. And I have discovered recently that one of my limiting thoughts that I am now willing to sacrifice is that I can only do one thing at a time. Now, spiritually, multitasking is not a good thing. You have to give your full attention, 100% of your attention, to one thing at a time. But I also, I created something that was more limiting on top of that. And indeed, I realize I have enough spiritual bandwidth that I can be having several projects that are coming down the line all at the same time, rather than I have to wait for this one to be completely, completely finished and then wait for this one. Now, it's a good idea to work on one major project at a time. That is also true. But as I go through the day, I often think, can I give my full attention right now to this particular idea for the next 45 minutes? And taking a deep breath, the answer is always, yes, of course I can. Of course I can. And you can too. I know you can too. No matter what it might be in your life, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, there is a different experience that you can be having. There is something that you can be working on. There is something you can be cultivating. And the beauty part of it, because the work really exists in mind, is that you can start it today. Whatever it is, you can start it today. You do not have to put off for another second working on something. If you've always wanted to learn to play the piano, you actually can kind of start that today. If there's a trip you've always wanted to be taking, that's not English, always wanted to be taking. If there's a trip you've always wanted to take, let me have a little more coffee, just talking. Yeah. If there's a trip you've always wanted to go on, you may not be able to get on a plane this afternoon, but you can do some research right now, today. You can begin whatever it is. You do not have to wait for anything. You can bring any idea through to full manifestation. And knowing, and I really feel that I got this lesson from this class on Tuesday night. I got it. All things exist equally in the unmanifest, in the one mind, in the mind of God, in the ground of being. So what idea do I want to put there, and what idea do I want to give my full attention to? Knowing that if I do, and to the degree that I am true to it, to the degree that I am true to it, I have every reason to expect that I will know it in its fullness. This is true for everyone. It's true for me. It's true for you. It's true for all people everywhere. If you want support for that, that is why we are here. So I like to give homework assignments sometime. I bet you can make a choice before you get out of your car from your way home today. As you leave here, make a choice and make a commitment to it, and know that you are supported in that. God bless you, friends. I appreciate you.